Gossip Girl, Nobody Does It Better, written by Cecily Von Ziegesar and read by Edwina Wren. Wake up! Blair Waldorf yanked off the Black Watch plaid duvet and let it fall to the floor beside the antique sleigh bed. Nate Archibald lay sprawled across the mattress on his stomach, naked and very relaxed. Blair sat down beside him and bounced up and down as hard as she could. Nate kept his eyes closed as her ruthless bouncing jarred his golden brown head up and down. Why was it that SEX made her so hyper and him so sleepy? "I'm awake," he mumbled. He opened one glittering green eye and instantly felt more awake than he had a second before. Blair was naked too, all 5'4" of her, from her shiny coral-gloss toes to the chestnut-brown waves of her grown-out pixie cat. She had the type of body that looked even better naked than in clothes, soft without being fat, and more delicate than her usual costumes of preppy, neatly creased jeans and cashmere cardigans, or short, tight little black dresses let on. She was still a pain in his ass, but they'd been in and out of love pretty much since they were 11 years old, and he'd wanted to get naked with her for even longer. How typical that it had taken Blair 6.5 years to stop fighting with him and finally do it. And once they'd done it, they couldn't stop doing it. Nate reached up and pulled her down on top of him, kissing her randomly and ferociously because she was finally his, all his. "Hey," Blair giggled. The navy blue silk Roman blinds were raised and the windows were open, but it wasn't like she cared if anyone saw or heard them. They were in love. They were beautiful. And they were sex fiends. If anyone was looking, it was only because they were seriously jealous. Besides, she relished the attention, even from the random perverted peeping Toms and Thomasinas who happened to be spying on them through gold-plated opera glasses from the windows of the surrounding townhouses. They kissed for a while, but Nate was too worn out to do much else. Blair rolled away from him and lit a cigarette, giving Nate little puffs every once in a while, like the actors in Breathless, the super cool black-and-white French film she'd watched earlier that day in AP French. The blonde female lead always looked so chic and beautiful and was never without lipstick. All the people in the movie did all day was ride around on a Vespa motorbike, have sex, sit in cafes, and smoke. Of course, they always looked gorgeous, but Blair had to keep her grades up if she wanted to get off Yale's wait list, and what with school and homework and sex with Nate every day after school, there was hardly time for primping.